This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with David Commande, who serves as the music director for Youth Music Illinois. He's here to talk more about their musical masquerade taking place tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Life Together Center. David, welcome back to Out and About.
Great to be with you.
Now, the musical masquerade, this has really become your annual fundraising gala event that the organization has, correct?
Yes, it is. And it's an opportunity for folks to get a sense of who we are and where we are. The Life Together Center, which is at the corner of Sheridan and War Memorial, is a wonderful space where we rehearse the orchestras and ensembles. And it has a big room that's wonderful for the event. And at this event, we have silent auctions, lots and lots, over $15,000 in value of items to be bid on. There's also wine tasting and craft beers, the wine and beer pull, for those who know what that expression means. I'm learning. But at the same time as having the fun of the auction items and the wine and beer tasting, there's an opportunity to hear some of our musicians as well. So ensembles, smaller and larger, will be performing during the course of those few hours at all levels of the organization.
Yeah, one of the things that perhaps people don't realize about Youth Music Illinois is that you have multiple ensembles and you're working with students at all manner of age ranges, and it sounds like over the course of tonight's event, you'll have representatives from all of those involved.
Yes, we have some of the students, for example, in the prep ensemble, which is the preparatory string orchestra, and students will come and join as early as third grade sometimes or fourth grade, and they can then graduate into concert orchestra, which is adds winds and brass, and eventually graduate into the youth symphony orchestra that I conduct. And along the way, they may be involved in the various ensembles. So we have string ensembles and wind ensembles, brass ensembles, and a wonderful percussion ensemble as well.
One of the things that YMI has added in the last season or so is you've started up a jazz ensemble that was not part of the organization until fairly recently.
Well, in fact, we founded it last January, and it had its debut last March, and it's been a joy to see that happening. It's designed after the big band model, so you have trumpets, trombones, saxophones, rhythm section, and the reason we created that is that there's a huge amount of jazz talent, young jazz talent here in Central Illinois. And this is an opportunity for the strongest of the strong to come together, sort of like a local all-state experience, and make music together. So Dan Burke is directing them this year, and he's a huge talent, and they're having a blast.
I am an alumni of CIYS, so Youth Music Illinois, and so it's been 20 years, but I absolutely love this program. But for people who aren't as familiar with it, what would you say to someone who says, well, but there's orchestras at schools, and why do you need to have this additional ensemble that brings together kids from the region?
Well, and in fact, some listeners may not. You said CIYS, which is right. It was called Central Illinois Youth Symphony. We're approaching our 55th year, and in recent years, Youth Music Illinois is the new tag, same essence of the organization. But the idea is that, especially when we bring a jazz orchestra in and we're expanding our concept of what music works with youth, the name is reflective of that. So for young people who are, I hesitate to use the word serious because people think I mean solemn, but who are earnest and who are really committed to making music, instrumental music, they have the opportunity, hopefully, and usually at school to make music. But frankly, school music programs have not had a lot of support over recent decades. And when students are really serious about it and they want to bring their level of playing to a still higher level, the interaction with other musicians at a comparable level is critical to keep them interested. So we consider our work to be in partnership with the school music programs. We do everything we can to work with them. And the part of the concept is that if you have a wind player who's really strong and places into our program, he or she goes back to the band or to the orchestra at school and brings added abilities. So what our hope and intention is that the experience with the youth orchestra actually helps also to empower those programs in the schools.
And you've also had a structure where you're giving these young people involved with your program a chance to have master classes with excellent musicians that otherwise they might not have access to. Can you speak to that?
Well, in fact, periodically, it's been my pleasure, first with PSO and with the HFO, when we have artists come into town, that we set up a master class. So we've had them with Rachel Barton Pine. I remember a ways back, Eric Rusk, the wonderful horn player, gave a master class. Evelyn Glennie worked with the kids, the famous Dame Evelyn Glennie, the percussionist. So the whole idea is to enhance the experience for the kids. And for me, over the decades, and I have literally worked with young musicians on the youth orchestra movement for decades, for me, the magic is seeing the ways engagement with music builds a whole human being and a future citizen. People may assume that it's about getting to be a better player, but it's about growing as a human being. You come to a youth orchestra, you've practiced, your neighbor may be more advanced or less advanced than you, you know, sitting next to you. You're still relying on that fellow musician. And the civics lesson of coming and being committed to a common goal, which is a great performance, and relying on others, but also being relied upon, that is an incredible civics experience. And then there's the sheer fact that kids who engage with the arts and kids who engage with music tend to be the best students. It's great for brains. It's great for the discipline. It just helps build great lives.
The Musical Masquerade is one of YMI's big fundraising activities throughout the year. Can you talk a little bit about the activities and the programs that this event supports?
Well, we have the jazz orchestra, and we have the, as I mentioned, youth symphony, concert orchestra, and prep orchestra, also the percussion ensemble. And as in all such organizations, the tuition can only cover just so many of the costs, so much of the costs. So this helps to underwrite and make possible offering scholarships when students are challenged to, you know, tuitions are not set all that high, but still sometimes scholarships are needed as well. So it's going to be a super fun event. This is in the great room. Connie of A Matter of Taste is the caterer. She always has wonderful food. There will be craft beers that you just can't get in Central Illinois. The wines are terrific, and there will be the music making. And meanwhile, all of these items, quirky, interesting, unique, that people can come in and bid on. So it's a lot of fun.
And we should note that your seasonal performance with the groups take place at the end of April,
right,
at Illinois Central College. Now, I remember when I was a part of the program, one of the exciting things was seeing the type of repertoire that you got to perform because you were part of this group, that you weren't able to perform that level of repertoire at your local school because you just didn't have the other musicians there. Can you give us a little sneak peek on what's coming down the pipeline for that April concert?
Well, the Youth Symphony typically has done, we've done Beethoven symphonies, we've done Brahms overtures, we have a Kalinnikov Symphony No. 1. Kalinnikov is not a well-known name, but a wonderful Russian composer in the second half of the 19th century. He passed just after, it was 1906. Tchaikovsky and Rimsky-Korsakov were immensely impressed with this man, and his symphony is beautiful. So that's one of the things we're going to do. Also, the winner of our concerto competition, Casey Hoffmeyer, will be playing a Saint-Saëns violin concerto. And one of the things to add here is that at the youth orchestra level, sometimes students come from very strong programs in their schools which don't play, in quotations, orchestral music or symphonic music, which is to say they'll have a very strong wind program. They may have a very strong program that's called orchestra. So, for example, the Morton School's orchestras are very strong. But they tend to keep the strings here and the winds there. And when you're talking about orchestral music, first of all, the strings get to play music that when they're with winds, brass, and percussion that otherwise is not available to them. And then meanwhile, the winds and the brass, it's one on a part, which is different from the band experience. And so that challenges, you know, say a clarinetist who's doing great and is even a leader in a band at the school, he or she comes and has to put out a sound to be heard in the context of symphonic literature, which is way above and beyond what's needed in the band setting. So that's one of the ways we add value to their musical experience.
So if people are interested in getting involved or getting their kids involved in YMI, I assume at some point you will start scholarships if probably not for this season, but for next year's season. Is that coming up in the next couple of months?
There will be auditions, and they are going to happen in May. And people can go to the website, youthmusicillinois.org, to look up how to apply. In fact, obviously to learn about the organization and to learn about how to apply. Essentially, a young student brings in a solo piece, plays one or two scales, and then there are usually short excerpts that they play as well. We should also mention that if people want to come to the event, they can purchase tickets at the door or go online to youthmusicillinois.org or calling 309-370-6424. And tickets are $40 a person or $75 a couple.
We've been talking with David Commande, music director of Youth Music Illinois, about their fundraising event, A Musical Masquerade. That event is tonight from 6 to 9 at the Life Together Center at 3601 North Sheridan Road in Peoria. David, thank you again for being with us.
A pleasure.
And tonight you can enjoy salsa dancing at the Contemporary Art Center. The Contemporary Art Center offers salsa classes and dancing the first and third Fridays of every month. There will be a lesson from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. and open dancing from 9:30 to midnight with music by DJ Ed Caballero.
And Bradley University Theater is presenting its production of Silent Sky. It tells the story of Henrietta Leavitt, an astronomer in the early 20th century. Her male colleagues often took credit for her work, but she succeeded in making breakthroughs in how we measure the universe. Performances continue through next Sunday, March 10th, at the Hartman Center.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking to local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.